The year it turns and turns and turns. Winter to summer, darkness to light, turning the world like wood on a lathe, shaping the months and the seasons. Tonight is May Eve, and the moon is full for the second time this month. May Eve and a blue milk moon. Time for a witch to go travelling. Tonight I am a vixen. I could have been an owl, or a hare, or a lark, or a wolf, or an otter. The travelling folk can take any guise. But tonight, this special night, when wildfires burn and witches fly, tonight I am a vixen. I leave my clothes by the fireside, the feather skirt, the wolfskin cloak, the necklaces of polished stones. Naked, I turn in the firelight, moon silver, fire golden. And now I can hear the sounds of the night, the lapping at the water's edge, the squeak of a mouse in the long grass, the calling of owls in the branches. I can hear the tick-tick-ticking of a death watch beetle in a beam over half a mile away. I can catch the sleepy scent of lilacs on the common. I cast my gaze further. The vixen is near. Half asleep in her warm earth, she senses my presence and pricks up her ears. The three fat cubs beside her are sleepy, filled with warm milk. But the vixen is restless, sensing me so close, so unfamiliar. I send her the small, persistent desire for a run beneath the stars. She lifts her head and flexes her jaws, wary but still curious. I send her the feel of the cool night air, the mossy ground beneath my feet, the hunger in my belly. Shivering, I turn from the fire and walk into the forest. The ground is soft and damp and cold. It smells of rain and bluebells. My skin is striped with moonlight, brown and silver under the trees. For a moment I see the vixen, red as embers under smoke. A single flash of white at her throat, trotting alongside me. The scents of the forest intensify. A tapestry of shining threads that run in every direction. The vixen's fur is warm and thick. I am no longer shivering. For a time I run alongside her, feeling her strength and the fierce joy of hunting under a blue milk moon, with the promise of blood in the air and summer no more than a heartbeat away. Then, in a moment, we are one. Wild creatures feel hunger differently. My own is deep as winter time, frugal as old age. The vixen's is joyous, exuberant, sniffing for frogs under the turf, snapping at moths in the shining air. We reach the river, voles and rats, but I am hungry for something more. I follow the river until it leads to a place of open fields, and from there to the edge of a village where the scent of prey is strong. I follow the trail of a speckled hen into a wooden henhouse, and there I am without mercy, leaving nothing but feathers. The moon is ringed with silver, a sign. The air is sweet as summertime. Belly full and with blood on my jaws, I linger in the meadow mist under the bank of hawthorn that marks the village boundary. Then, after a time, smelling smoke, I leave the vixen to return to her cubs, and, naked in my own skin, I lie down in the sedge grass and listen to the sounds of the night and hear the owls are calling and watch the long, slow dance of the stars. Tonight marks the coming of summertime. 14 summers I have known. Wildfire, hearthfire, bonfires lit against the dark. Cherry blossom, love charms, village girls with warm hearts dancing in the circle of stones that stands around the fairy tree.